This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Thousands more Coloradans became eligible today for the COVID vaccine. Governor Polis says he's expanding the newest group to residents 70 and older. Essential workers like teachers and grocery store employees are also now eligible. The more infectious strain of COVID-19 detected in Colorado was first discovered in the UK. Dr. Mark Johnson with Jefferson County Public Health says variants are expected. The good news is current vaccines work against them.
Most of the experts that I have heard believe that the vaccine will still be efficacious against this variant, and that's really where we need to be putting all our marbles right now, is getting that vaccine out.
Johnson says he wouldn't be surprised if hundreds of cases of the variant are already in Colorado. Colorado has had the coldest temperature in the lower 48 so far this season. CPR's Natalia Navarro reports.
The Antero Reservoir in Park County reached negative 50 degrees Fahrenheit this morning, which is the fourth coldest reading observed there since records started in 1961. It's still 11 degrees shy of the all-time coldest temperature ever recorded in Colorado. Meteorologist Dave Bargenbrook with the National Weather Service says if temps were going to get that low, it was going to happen around this time of year.
All the ingredients showed up last night with the fresh snow, the clear skies and cold temperatures to allow temperatures to really plummet up there.
This time last December, temperatures at the reservoir dropped to 48 below zero. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
Coming up, Alex Padilla is set to replace Kamala Harris in the Senate. Then CPR's John Daly talks about Colorado officials reporting on the suspected second case of the UK coronavirus variant after confirming the first case yesterday. Both infected people are members of the Colorado National Guard. Those stories are coming up next on All Things Considered. This year gave us plenty of things we didn't choose, but you can choose to keep fact-based news strong as we head into the new year. Make a tax-deductible year-end donation at CPR.org. Also coming up in 10 minutes, Colorado gets a new junior senator on Sunday, former Governor John Hickenlooper. 43 in Denver, 17 degrees in Vail. This is CPR News.